That means it is time for Judy Werpman and Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also, Simon Loses His Tummy, and we say good morning to Dr. Werpman. Good morning, Dr. Werpman.
Good morning to you. Every time I hear you talk about the weather, I feel guilty and then guiltier.
That's good.
All I can tell you is that it's raining here and very windy, but it's not snowing. So.
And it's not unpleasant. That sort of rain and wind, you know, you can sort of go, oh, how tropical.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But the one thing that we have and you have and everybody has, you know, in the Northern Hemisphere is early sunsets. And I everyone I've spoken to, of course, is already, if they haven't yet, but they already are feeling the effects of, oh, the tiredness and the lack of motivation, and it's dark already. When I get into my pajamas into bed, oh, it's only 5:30. But
oh, it's scary, though.
But this is again when I sent you that blog a few days ago, Jill had this really curious comment by a television news person right after we switched from daylight saving to standard time, saying, "Why do we have to do this? Why don't we just stay on daylight saving time and give us that extra hour of daylight at the end of the day rather than the beginning of the day? Beginning of the day." We're going to work, we're going to school, we're going to whatever we have to do, we'll be inside anyway, but to the end of the day, we really want to have that extra hour of light. Well, clearly his cry has gone unheeded, except by, I think, in a couple of states in the country. But when he said this, I began to think about whether it would make any difference to us in terms of our vitamin D production, because that's something that we get naturally. You don't have to go to a CVS or a Walgreens. We get naturally when the sun hits our skin and then brings about certain chemical reactions, which are then followed up by things that happen in our liver. And eventually we get vitamin D, which everybody should know or does know, you know, is extremely important in making sure that our bones don't sort of collapse on themselves but maintain their strength. I thought, well, okay, if the sun set at, I don't know, 6 o'clock rather than 5 o'clock, would that make a difference to our vitamin D status? No, not really, because I don't think anybody in your neighborhood is going to go around in a bikini when it's 16 degrees out, even if there was an hour of daylight in the afternoon, an extra hour of daylight in the afternoon.
No.
So then I began reading about, you know, what happens to people in the colder seasons of the year to their vitamin D, and really to my astonishment, turns out that about 50% of the world population is deficient in vitamin D. And it's not just people who live where we do, you know, in the Northeast, but, you know, anybody who, for example, lives in a part of the world where you're covered up all the time. You may be covered up because of religious reasons. You may be covered up because that is simply what your culture does. You may be covered up because it simply protects you against, let's say, winds or sands or sandstorms or even heat in some cases, because supposedly if you wear long robes, there's some sort of cooling that the robes produce. But I really don't think that the sunshine is particularly relevant in terms of our vitamin D status. And then one can say, well, okay, so what? And there's a big controversy now over whether we need vitamin D supplements. There are researchers who say if you take vitamin D, it might prevent you from becoming depressed. And there are other people who say, well, the people who are depressed and have low vitamin D levels probably have low vitamin D levels because they don't eat, vitamin-fortified foods, drink vitamin D-fortified juice or milk, or go outside to exercise and have fun because they're depressed. So maybe the depression comes first and the vitamin D insufficiently comes second. There are people who say, well, if you're obese, you are low in vitamin D. Nobody understands why. If you wear a lot of sunscreen, you're low in vitamin D. Apparently, it really does block the production of vitamin D. And there are others. I have a big fight with my primary care doctor, says, oh, you should be taking mega doses of vitamin D because it protects against cancer and some other diseases. And there's really not that much evidence for it. And the only real study that has been gotten any kind of attention lately is one in that's been carried out in Calgary, in Canada, where it's clearly dark this time of year. in which people were put for 3 years on normal, moderate, or high doses of vitamin D to see what happened to their bone density. And to the great shock and chagrin of everybody, especially those promoting vitamin D supplementation, the lowest dose of vitamin D, the kind that your body should be making naturally without any supplementation, did the best job of protecting your bones against sort of losing their bone-containing cells and protecting it against, you know, breakage. So who knew?
Probably the people who weren't manufacturing vitamin D.
Very good show. Exactly. And, you know, that's why we really need studies, because the source of information about this supplement and all others is so confusing. And what people seem to sort of mix up is, how much does your body need for normal function, and how much does your body need to really protect yourself against a disease? For example, you know, there's something called folate, another vitamin. Normally, you need X amount. If you're pregnant, the first 3 months of your pregnancy, you need much larger doses to protect your developing fetus against something called neurotube defect, in which the spinal cord is not forming correctly. But that is sort of like a almost like a drug effect of the vitamin. But normal people who are not pregnant, and certainly guys, don't need mega doses of folic acid. And I think that's what people don't understand. You need X amount just to keep your body functioning normally. And then if it's shown that you have some kind of disease process that is improved if you take a vitamin supplement, you know, after enough tests are done, maybe you should take a higher dose. But you can't just willy-nilly say, oh, you need vitamin D. And when I said this fight, had this fight with my doctor, he said, all right, you know, I had blood tests. He said, I'll look at your vitamin D levels. They were normal.
Right.
Of course they were normal. I'm in the sunshine most of the year.
No, and of course, but that is the thing. I obviously, you and I either have the same doctor or we have the same pugnacious approach to certain recommendations. But the more problematic aspect is that, you know, we're fine, we're old, but younger people who don't have any sense, as much of a sense of normalcy, physical are at a massive disadvantage when something comes out. I just seeing something right now, the vitamin shop, green and red juice. Okay, what?
Tomato and spinach?
Possibly. I didn't click, but but there's a special. The point being that if you know, you turn on, you've got an entire generation who gets their information that's a la carte filtered to them. They turn on their whatever, and they have a trust, if you will, or some sort of
good
connection
point.
In what they're being flogged. And that's problematic if you've got no baseline of understanding that, well, actually your body makes it. You know,
that's exactly right. And then because there's such a groundswell of protests, why aren't you telling us that we should be having extra amounts of the supplement? The NIH goes into these mega studies costing billions of dollars to prove that you really don't need vitamin A, vitamin X. In fact, they did a big study showing that vitamin E was not protective against, I don't know, prostate cancer or various other cancers, but it cost millions of dollars to show, yeah, you don't need any more vitamin E than what you're normally getting, because all these people were screaming and yelling, saying, oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
And finally, the only way to answer it is to do a study. But you're right, people forget they can eat food. You know, and I have to say, Jill, we're so lucky, because when I was a child back, you know, when Abraham Lincoln was alive, when I was a child, my mother, for 1 year, until she got tired of cleaning the kitchen floor, gave me cod liver oil and orange juice. And as soon as she gave it to me, I just would throw up. You know, that was it. She gave it to me, I drank it, and I threw up. And so every day for a week, a year, and then she finally gave up and stopped giving it to me. But that was the only source of vitamin D. Now, it was horrible. Now, you can get vitamin D supplemented foods, you know, your milk, your orange juice, breakfast, a lot of foods are supplemented with vitamin D. And you can go to this, you know, to your drugstore and get a multivitamin with vitamin D supplementation. So people don't even realize how lucky they are. I think what you should do is make people all take cod liver oil, and then then they really will appreciate the fact that they could get it in a multivitamin if they have to.
Marshall, were you cod livered?
No.
Was it even
No, you're a little younger than I am, Marshall. And again, my mother gave up. I think, you know, her doctor probably said, you don't have to do this. It was my mother probably been given it as a child, and she probably thought this is the way one got vitamin D in your kids. And the point is, children who did not have enough vitamin D got rickets. I mean, it was not an unknown disease.
Right.
Where you're the bones of the child did not form correctly. So it was a serious disease, and, you know, you read about children in London who never got any sun exposure because of the enormous fog and soot, you know, in the air, and they really did have these caved-in chests because they didn't have enough vitamin D. But clearly you do not see that problem in our society today.
No, exactly, and it's the extrapolation. Again, people just need to use brain cells, and I'm depressed. Anyway, we're out of time, so there we go.
All righty. Well, get some sunshine.
All right, that's a great idea. Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.